And we're back from Queen City, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented to you by Duffy's Sports Grill. I'm Theo Dorsey, joined now by Mike Norvell, who enters year five with Florida State. Did it feel like it happened so quick? You just got hired the other day ago, it feels like.
Well, I can tell you, these gray hairs definitely show each and every one of those days. And no, it's been a wonderful journey. So grateful for everybody that's been a part of that, and just excited for what the future holds.
You obviously are probably sick and tired of addressing stuff from what happened last year. But I do just have one question, and I promise you it'll just be one, and we can keep it pushing from there. Are you a vengeful person? Is this going to be a revenge tour for the Seminoles?
For us, it's all focused on what we can control in this season. That's ahead, and I'm not somebody that tries to get motivated by the outside circumstances. It's really the inner motivation just to go be the best that we can be. And I'm excited about the players we have, the coaches I get to work with, and let's go focus on that, and the rest will take care of itself.
Can I talk specifically about, you talk about the players you have. You've done an excellent job of recruiting Palm Beach County specifically. Just this year, you got the top kicker in the area, Jake Weinberg. You got the linebacker out of Atlantic, Jaden Parrish. You got Amari Williams out of Benjamin. We'll get to him, but I want to touch on Ricky Knight, who you got out of Cardinal Newman. I've already heard from earlier at ACC kickoff you praising what he's looked like early on out there in Tallahassee. What is it about Ricky Knight the third that's popping off the page for you?
I love Ricky's approach, and he comes in, he's an extremely hard worker. He's hungry to learn. He's coming into a group that is talented and has experience, and he's trying to absorb that on a daily basis. You mentioned those other guys that have come in. I think all of them, Jaden was able to come in January, so kind of really got an accelerated approach to acclimating to the program. He's learning, as you see his body continue to grow and develop with the workouts that we have in front of him. And then Jake and Amari, I think those guys are going to be special. I really do. I think that the sky's the limit for both of them. Jake has great talent. He gets to really be there and competing with Ryan Fitzgerald, who's one of the best kickers in the country, and so he's learning a lot on a daily basis. And Amari is just so very talented in all he does, and had a great summer, and excited to see what kind of impact he can make this year.
Now, I do have a bone to pick with you about the Amari stuff, only because you stole him away from us one more year of high school there. I know it was his own decision, but we get robbed of a senior season at Benjamin. Haven't you taken enough Benjamin Bucks away from us?
Well, I can tell you, when I got the phone call from Amari and his mom saying that was a possibility, they said, would that be something that if he did this, would you be open to still taking him? I said, absolutely. I go, I know that it's one of those things that everybody goes through their own journey, and Amari put in a lot of work to make that a reality. And Coach Crusher, I know, would have liked to have had him for another year, but he was also one of his biggest supporters, and we're definitely glad to have him in Tallahassee, and for what's in front of him here in the days ahead.
One more thing on Amari there. I heard that you sat him down and you talked with him about he wanted to play both ways, defensive end, tight end, focusing on the offensive side and playing tight end. Just how early do we think we could see Amari? Are we going to potentially see him this year?
Well, I think when you look at an opportunity to impact, and I think Amari has a limitless potential. I think on the defensive side of the ball, he can be an outstanding defensive end, pass rusher. We're going to explore all options to what that can be. But being a guy that is started early, and he's got some continued growth and development that's going to naturally happen. And there with his body, but he's a great pass catcher, a great mover. And so if there's a chance to be able to get on the field, here early in his career, we want to find the fastest and best, method to be able to get that accomplished. So, we'll see where it all goes, but, he's working hard at it.
I do want to ask you, the whole breaking the rock tradition that that you all do, and I know SMU does it as well, it stems back to their strength and conditioning coach. You have a lot of ties to what they're doing out there in SMU. They're coming into the ACC now. What do you think of Rhett Lashley, what he's able to build out there in Dallas with the Mustangs, and also just the overall expansion of the ACC, these new opponents you'll be able to see every year? Thankfully, you don't have to travel to Cal this year, but what do you feel like that's going to look like for the ACC?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, starting off with SMU, I mean, it's a great program. You know, Rhett's doing a wonderful job there. You know, I've obviously got some familiar faces, you know, with Sean Griswold, their strength and conditioning coach, somebody that I worked with for most of my early career, there as an up and coming coach, and it's fun to see those talented teams joining the program or joining the conference, and it's going to be great battles, some different dynamics in just location and some of the future travels, but definitely adds to the competitiveness of this league and what we have to go against.
Do y'all feel like a defending ACC champ? Do you feel like you're getting that same amount of reverence and even here right now ACC kickoff?
To be honest with you, none of that really matters. I don't get caught up on what that looks like, because ultimately this year is this year. And, we've got a lot of great players and guys that are working their tails off to go and get better and to make sure that we can go and fulfill whatever expectations we have within the program. And, that's going to be our continued focus.
Last two here with Mike Norvell, head coach of FSU, coming off their fifth undefeated regular season in program history. A lot of that was led by that guy, Jordan Travis, another, again, Benjamin Buck alum. What did he mean to these last 2 years at Florida State? And, I mean, moving off of that era, for you as a head coach, for your locker room and everything like that, just can you talk about the overall impact that he had?
Yeah, I mean, I think the example of growth and improvement that Jordan showed, I mean, the example of his character and just the relationships, how much this program meant to him, and really just what that does to all those that are around you when you have your best players that have that type of mentality. And Jordan is somebody I'm so proud of, he had to grow through the experiences himself, and set out to have just such a special career, finishing as ACC Player of the Year, and obviously now having the opportunity with the Jets, and excited for him.
That's right, the heir apparent to Rodgers there. I can't wait for that. Last one here. You believed in Jordan Travis at a time where a lot of people might have been out on him. He credits you for that confidence that he's given him to make him play well. Why do DJ Uiagalelei for you all this year?
I mean, DJ is the right fit for us, and for all the on the field talent and potential that he brings, it's who he is, and the person in that locker room, the work ethic, the relationships, how he's even coming to the program and the investment that he's making and the guys that are around him, I think has really does have some similarities to Jordan, and that leadership style and approach. And so, we're looking forward to great things and, to see where this continue to grow.
I appreciate that, Mike Norvell, defending champion Florida State Seminoles. I'll let you get on about your day here at ACC kickoff. That's the Capital One Orange Bowl media tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill, and the champion Seminoles making their rounds here on ESPN 106.3.